Yeah, threaten me.
Yeah, also before letting you go, I mean, if a caregiver works like a 16 hour shift per day, I know, there in New York, we know that if there's a continuous shift lasting more than 16 hours, we need to cut it back.
No,
But
that's the New York law. What clients are you talking about, first of all?
I'm talking about, for example, let me remember, there's a caregiver named Dana Williams. The patient, remember.
Doesn't matter. Hold on. Dana Williams works for Sherman Jones.
Yeah,
She
like
works a
if you see
19-hour
like,
shift.
yeah, like between the cut of each day, I mean the chips are divided. I mean, I guess you
Oh,
understand that part
it's
over
a
there.
16-hour shift.
Let me see, because there are days that are even 17 and stuff. For example, on the 8th, you can see there is 18 hours and 15 minutes, and also on the 5th happened the same. So like I was kind of wondering, like, hey,
It's okay.
it's okay.
It's okay. It's not in Pennsylvania. They don't have that law. It's a law in New York State. I typically don't like aides working more than 16 hours a day, but she only works 6 days a week, and some days she does take a break, some days she doesn't. It's okay. It's fine. You can leave it.
Okay, but still, for any other patients that this may happen, like if
You just
they
have to
have
see
the,
first.
I ask you first. Okay, gotcha. No
Go
problem.
ahead.
All right, thank you, Jonah.
No problem.
All right.